question from Kiran Prabhu. What is the authenticity of story like Parikshit Maharaj built a one pillar tower where he took shelter to get away from Takshak's bite? A Brahmana brings a fruit and then Takshak stays, etc., etc. This story questions surrendered nature of Parikshit Maharaj. I came across the story in my childhood Sanskrit textbooks, probably the chapter named Sarpayu. Actually, these stories are not necessarily anything authentic. Similar version comes in the Mahabharata, and basically the scriptures talk about different yugas and even different kalpas. So the Mahabharata is describing many incidents which are not from the kalpa from above, which Bhagavatam is describing about. So this story doesn't necessarily question the surrendered nature of Parikshit Maharaj. It essentially is a different approach to facing death. Actually speaking, when death comes, one approach is that one just renounces everything, goes and focuses on remembering Krishna and gives up everything else. That is the Bhagavatam approach, that is the pure devotional approach. But the Mahabharata is not explicitly talking about pure devotional service. It is primarily focusing on Karmakanda because it caters to the large mass of people who are interested in material religiosity, religiosity for material benefits. And in with that overall theme, there is the devotional understanding of the Mahabharata also, but that we can get only from the devotees. So if we look at the full story, for a Kshatriya, if he is unfairly, unnecessarily sentenced to death, it is perfectly okay for him to try to protect himself. And still, if we look at the story properly in the Mahabharata, eventually what happens? Parikshit Maharaj, when that fruit comes, and when the fruit is given to him, and inside the fruit Takshak is, and Takshak is about to bite, at that time Parikshit Maharaj just folds his hand and accepts the will of destiny. So, at the Karmakanda level of religion, to try to protect one's life is natural. And the Bhagavatam also talks about something similar when Vasudeva tries to protect the life of Devaki. Of course, they are devotees and Krishna is going to be born, so the context is different. But protecting one's life and arranging for that is not necessarily wrong. Now, king can think that I have to represent dharma in the world, and I have my service to do, and for doing the service, whatever is required, let me do that. So as devotees, you know, if some devotee gets cancer, that devotee may just accept, okay, this is Krishna's will, let me just fast to death, or let me accept it. Some other devotee may, let me go and take treatment because there's so much service for me to do in this world. So a devotee may go through a rigorous, painful treatment and recover so that the devotee can continue serving Krishna. And that is also glorious. You know, we have an ISKCON leaders who are very close to death, and they are fighting to continue on the service. That is also glorious. There are other devotees who, when they found that their body was weakening, they just decided, let me pass to death. And that is also fine. So both approaches are valid. It is not that necessarily one approach of trying to protect and fight back is not a devotional approach. It can also be a devotional approach, but with a different modality of implementation. And these differences are primarily because the scriptures are narrating pastimes as they happen in different millennia, in different, basically, yugas or kalpas, depending on the context. Thank you.